This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we welcome you the first Saturday of 2017. And we're looking forward to a great year this year, and we hope that you'll be with us as many Saturdays as you possibly can. Still lots of people out there in this hunting community that don't know you have a show dedicated to fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and crabbing and whatever else we talk about, cooking. We had a great conversation the other day with the folks that produce Game On Cooking. That website and the videos for Game On. And we'll have their chief cook on here a couple weeks from now. So it looks like that's going to be a good show. Oh, look, my peanut butter munchies. These are cheese crackers. They actually have, look, real peanut butter in big letters. How much does it cost to make fake peanut butter? I mean, who knows? But they emphasize real peanut butter. So I guess we're going to have peanut butter crackers and coffee this morning. Excuse me. That'll be a great breakfast. So here we go. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. We welcome your calls, and we have nothing to motivate you today other than perhaps free tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show to call. I don't know how I'm going to give them away. I might just award two tickets a week till the show or something like that. I don't know. We'll just, you know, people want to call in. Maybe a provocative phone call will prompt tickets to be given away. I don't know what that means. But, hey, good morning, Robin. I see you're checking in with me on text. That's great. Love to hear from you, my fiance. So, anyway, what did we do this week? Oh, we hunted yesterday. We're going to hunt today. Jacob and I are going to take our final shot at sick of deer. Now, I'm tagged out on bucks, but we really love that meat. So if an opportunity comes to take a mature doe, I'm going to do that. I know right where there is one or two. If they show up in the snowstorm. Jacob, hopefully he'll be able to tag a stag for his first one. So we're headed down to Dorchester this afternoon with Jacob. Yesterday I was out in the Cecil County area where I've been for almost 25 years. I think I've been there 25 years, close to it. Anyway, and I sat all morning and saw nothing. So I decided to change strategies and go to a different stand. So I went to the ladder stand on, you know, a couple hundred yards from where I was sitting in the morning. And both of these stand overlook a lot of laurel. But I thought maybe if changing a strategy, changing a scenery might help a little bit. And it did. I saw about 4 o'clock, I saw a nice, mature white-tailed doe walk in. And I wasn't going to shoot her, but about 90 yards. But to put the binoculars up, and I always examine this time of year, I always examine their hocks. And that is the tarsal gland on the inside of the back legs next to the knee. And hers were dark. Hers were black, which means that she was exhibiting a sign of being in heat, or an estrus, as some people call it, and that she was ready for breeding. So I thought, okay, we'll let her walk by. And, you know, I had a couple opportunities as she went, you know, worked her way through the woods. She wasn't running or anything like that. She was just kind of walking along, ambling, so to speak. So, you know, I watched her path, and kind of kept an eye out over there, but, you know, watching all around as I do. And I didn't see anything for a long time, and I texted Robin, just saw a doe. Didn't tell her, you know, what I saw as far as the being in heat or anything like that. So that was 4:04, I think that was. And, you know, I was always told ever since I was a kid, if you see a doe walking, you know, you keep your eye out because the buck's going to be following her. Well, yeah, sure enough, he did. He did at 5 o'clock. And now a whole hour later, he showed up. And he was a big, tall spike, 8 or 9 inch spikes on him, and walked the same path. And I just waved bye-bye and didn't spook him or anything like that. And I could hear deer. I could, you know, I heard a fox barking. I could, you know, hear squirrels working in the dusk and that type of thing. And got dark, and I'm done. You know, the gun's already unloaded, and I'm getting down from the stand, and deer were coming in, of course, and, you know, I was blowing them out. They were just trotting out of there. I could hear them going. So, yeah, that's deer hunting. So we'll see how it goes. I have not taken a white-tailed deer this year. Normally I've got 5 or 6 on my tag, you know. So my only deer in firearms and muzzleloader and bow season has been that one sick of deer. So anyway, let's talk to Patrick in Elk Ridge. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, my friend.
How are you?
Well, if it wasn't for that awful four-letter word where I'm heading, work.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd much rather be in that little cabin up in Bedford looking out over the mountains. But anyhow, you asked for something provocative.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, wait a minute. I got a text. Now, it's not a call, but it's from acquaintance of mine who is deeply involved in Ducks Unlimited, and we won't embarrass him by giving his name, but he said, provocative, hunt naked. So, I don't know. Maybe Scott wants to win tickets. Who knows? Are you as provocative as that?
No, I'm not going to hunt naked, Alan.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Hey, go out today naked. That would be a new adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be early retired.
Yeah, so jump in the sauna, you know, first, and then go out and roll around in the snow. Oh, yeah. It doesn't do anything for me. So tell me what your provocative subject is today.
Okay. Michelle and I are going to downsize a little and move to a place that's more convenient to
nice.
Help us take care of her 91-year-old mother.
Oh, yeah.
Liz with us. So we're looking at dog communities and stuff.
Yeah.
But we need to sell our house.
Okay.
But
I'm getting ready to do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, the realtor wants me to remove all of my stuff from my man cave that's, you know, hunting related.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Sure. I think it's pretty provocative, but, you know, I do want to sell it fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
what do you want to do with it?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with it? What do you got? I mean, what's going on?
I have a lot of mounts. You know, I have some sick amounts of stuff, and I'm not going to be able to put them in a smaller place.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the taxidermy, if it's a Maryland deer, a sick deer, a whitetail, not allowed to sell it.
Yeah.
In Maryland.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. So
I know. And even I don't know if you're even allowed to sell the duck mounts. What I would do, Patrick, is contact one of my taxidermy buddies, and if you want to email me during the show or later, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, I'll give you a couple references, and maybe those guys can help you. You know, you can always donate it to some shops and that type of thing, but you know that could get to be a hassle as well. But you know, yeah. So I don't know what else you might have. If you have anything that, you know, could be turned into fundraising goodies for the coalition, I mean, I'll always suggest that to you.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not quite sure, you know.
Hey, look, you use the stuff. I get it.
Yeah. I use some of my stuff. I guess there's a kit built muzzleloader, that kind of stuff
sure.
that I really don't use that's over the fireplace that I won't be able to do anything with.
Yeah.
You know, it's But it's sad that, you know, I have to undress the man cave.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I'm getting ready to move into a larger house. So, fortunately, I'll be able to take some of that stuff with me.
So. Yeah, where are you looking?
Easton. We're going to move to Robin lives in Easton. I'm moving to Easton with Robin and selling the house.
I tried to get over the Bay Bridge, but, you know, the grandkids are around. Mom wants to stay close.
Yeah, I understand it. Well, I'm making that leap. You know, Jacob is he's driving now, so he'll be able to drive, you know, next year, you know, off of his permit on full permanent basis. And so, you know, rather than have to go pick him up, you know, as has been the practice for the last several years, he'll be able to meet me somewhere or come down to Robbins and stay overnight. And yeah, he's staying tonight, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of cool, you know?
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But, drop me an email and I'll put you in touch with a couple people.
Will do. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you, Patrick.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye.
All right. Let's see Paul in Catonsville. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you. What's up?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I haven't called in a couple weeks, so they canceled my signs. My daughter, Natalie, and I usually call you.
Yeah. They canceled you. That's not good.
It is in a way because I get to go hunting this morning.
Where are you headed? Deer, ducks, geese, what?
Whitetail.
Gotcha.
Up 83, the Maryland line.
That's a good place up there. There's a lot of nice bucks up there in Baltimore County, in that northern section.
Yep. And I had two things. One, I want to say good morning to my brother. He's on his way up as well.
Good morning, bro. What's his name?
John.
Hey, John, good morning. If you're listening, say hi to Paul, your brother.
So, yeah, he's the one that has the three boys that each got a deer this year.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to send me some pictures?
Yes, I'm going to.
Okay, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Yes, sir.
Many details as you want to give me. County, ages, you know, that type of thing.
Right. They all got them up here at this property. They all got one and I haven't yet.
Yeah, well, you're too busy sticking signs in the ground rather than, you know, going out deer hunting. So I get that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, look, I haven't hunted on Saturdays but once or twice the last 20-some years, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So I got to find time during the week. And I sure wish there would be Sunday hunting statewide. Jacob and I were talking about it, you know, via text, and I said, you know, we don't have any properties in any counties that have Sunday hunting. So he wanted to hunt tomorrow as well. And I thought, you know, I'd love to. There's a dozen maybe that have Sunday hunting privileges on the last weekend of the firearm season. That would be terrific, but we just don't have access to anywhere. So, you know, maybe later. You never know. So what was your question, Paul?
My question has to do with electronic calls. Do they allow that in Maryland?
On some animals, they do. Predators, foxes, coyotes, and on snow geese, once the conservation season kicks in, I think that's after the end of February or the end of January. I can't remember. I'll have to look at it. But conservation season kicks in. You're allowed to have electronic calls, unplugged shotguns, and no bag limit.
All right.
So I personally purchased a magazine extender for my 1187 that holds 8 additional shots. I'll just set that up specifically for snow goose hunting. So.
Well, how many rounds are you allowed for whitetail? I got an 870 that has extended mag on it.
As many as you can fit in there.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I put 5 in mine, but have I ever needed 5? I might have needed 4 once, but that was on a management hunt, and I took 3 deer with 3 shots at that point. So,
when you start putting that many in there, it gets really heavy.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why they make shoulder straps for them, buddy.
I got one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, but they're not too heavy till you actually get up in the stand. You know, you haul them up on the haul rope. They're not horrible, but once you get up there, they're kind of like an anchor. That's for sure.
Right, pulling a boat anchor up.
You got it.
So, all right, it was great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Paul. Say hi to Natalie. Talk to you soon.
All right, I will.
Thanks, buddy. Yep. Bye bye. There he goes. All right, time for our first break. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I was there the other day, talked to the guys, and you know, we had a nice chat and Happy New Year and all that type of stuff. And they just put a scope on for me on the muzzleloader. They put a Leopold 3-9, 2-7, the VXR, I think they are. It's the one with fire dot. Well, I'll tell you, folks, if you want something to really, really help you pinpoint your aim, especially on a short-range animal like a shotgun or a muzzleloader. I mean, it would work on a rifle, of course, if you're not going to take a long shot. But if your shots are under 50 yards, this fire dot scope is just spectacular. You can see the whole lineup of scopes at Clyde Sports Shop. They got Leopold and Nikon and others, even Bushnell and that type of thing. And that's the best thing. It's what I want to stress, the best optics you can put on a firearm, that put the best optics that you can afford. Even an inexpensive gun works far better with good optics, and make sure the gun is sighted in, you know, and to do that, you need something bright and clear that gathers light for those twilight situations, you know, half hour before sunrise, a half hour after sunset. That's called twilight. Those are the times when the deer and critters are most active, and those are the times you're going to need that good optics. And if you got, you know, crappy optics with really fine wire sights, and you know, you don't have the duplex sights, or you don't have a fire dot or something similar to that, it's going to be a little more difficult for you. So that's what I wanted to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop today. On any of those firearms that you happen to purchase down there, make sure you get some good optics. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, it's the Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th, 2017, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The world's largest consumer outdoor show. We as consumers, you and me. 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet. With over 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. Now, there's the NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson. That's Saturday, February 11th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For more details, for tickets to the concert, and more information on the world's largest outdoor show, be sure to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
But now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
Well, all right, we're going fishing today, huh? You better take your chainsaw, your auger, or something. So, you never know. Yeah, yeah. If you want to go trolling, you better take the snowmobile. That's for sure. I wonder how the ice fishing is out of Deep Creek these days. I don't know if it's gotten cold enough or not. I have to call my buddy out there and see if there's any success out there as far as ice fishing, to see if the lake's frozen yet. Their temperatures are far colder than ours are here. And if you're going duck hunting today, good luck. Pretty cold out there. I don't know. Might be cove might be frozen up. You might not get the boat out. If you do, let me know. Sea duck hunting should be pretty good. I'm not sure what the season is on that either. I guess I should look. I should look up these seasons. We haven't published. Let's see. January 13th. Yep, November 5th through January 13th, it's over. Sea ducks may only be taken in the sea duck zone during the sea duck season. And there's plenty of them out there. Let's see, light geese, conservation order season. That would be, provides additional hunting opportunities and methods to help reduce light goose overpopulation. That is February 6th through the 10th, and then February 13th through April 15th. Maryland license, hunting license, or resident Delaware hunting license is required to hunt light geese in Maryland during the light goose conservation order season. You can see that in the guidebook. Hunters must possess the printed validation showing proof of purchase of the Maryland Migratory Game Bird Stamp and the HIP certification to hunt during the Maryland light goose conservation order. These are snow geese now. That's what we're talking about. A $5 Maryland snow goose conservation order hunting season permit is required to participate in the light goose conservation order season. Hunters must possess the printed validation showing proof of the purchase of this permit while hunting. Federal duck stamp is not required while hunting during the conservation order season. And then there's a variety of counties. Hunters may take greater snow geese, lesser snow geese, and Ross's geese. There's no bag limit or possession limit. Shooting hours are from 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour sunrise during the light goose conservation order season. And shotguns capable of holding more than 3 shells and electronic calls of light geese may be used during the light goose conservation season. There you are. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're looking for provocative today. Or just say hi. If you're going deer hunting, want to hear about it. Where are you headed? How are you preparing for the cold? How are you dressing for the cold? Anybody have any secrets for keeping warm? Any special, you know, hand warmers or anything that you use to stay warm, particular kind of boots or anything like that? Do you use the heated insoles, you know, the remote control heated insoles for your boots or what? I don't know. So, I can tell you how I stay warm, and it's pretty simple. I had, one, two, three, four layers on yesterday, plus, of course, my orange vest. So that's how I do it. I use depending on the season, I'll always use a base layer. Spring turkey, bow season, always have a base layer on of some kind. Okay? It's just more comfortable that way. And there are a variety of thicknesses and styles and brands and that type of thing. I don't necessarily like these, you know, these real tight body constricting things, although some people like them. That's okay if you've got the physique for it. I don't. They're okay. They're fine. But usually I use something a little looser. In bow season and other places, I use the lighter, you know, polypropylene ones. Today, yesterday, I'm wearing what's called Extreme Cold Weather System. It's polypropylene. It's got a nice fuzzy fleece liner, and a little harder on the outside. They're a brown color, like a military brown. You throw them in a washer, you can wash them just fine, but you don't want to dry them. If you dry them, they get pilly. So you throw them, just put them on the hanger, tops and bottoms on the same hanger, hang them up somewhere, they dry and they're fine. I like wool socks. I don't like real bulky, heavy wool socks, but I like wool socks. And I used to use socks called, man, Pat, the first caller, could tell you because he wanted to know about them. Storm socks, $25 a pair. Storm socks, felt lined socks with a synthetic outside. They work well for keeping your feet warm. I just use my knee boots. I have a good pair of knee boots with some Thinsulate lining in them. I don't know, 600, 800 grams of Thinsulate or something like that, and keeps my feet plenty warm. The base layer, then a pair of pants, then a nice bib overall, you know, camo bib, waterproof. I've got a couple different pairs that I use. I wore the, what did I wear yesterday? Rivers West. I wore a pair of waterproof, snag-proof, basically duck hunting pants for that yesterday. And then What kind of shirt is this? It's a medium weight synthetic shirt with a windproof over, like a zip-up quarter zip thing, windproof and fleece. And then on top of that, I put my heavy jacket, and over that, of course, the fluorescent orange. On my head, I have a fleece face mask. I have a knit face mask. I have a couple different kinds of face masks that I wear depending on the season. Sometimes I use the tight ones. Sometimes I use the net ones. As far as hats are concerned, the hat I was wearing yesterday and today is going to be insulated. And I always have my 360s. My 360, just like these muffs on the radio. I have my 360 degrees earmuffs, and I can hear through them. and they always keep me nice and warm. So let's talk to Mel in Easton. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Staying warm this morning?
Yeah, now I'm heading up to, I'm over in Stephenville, heading up to Millington, give that a try this morning. And, hey, yeah, it's definitely cold. There's some flurries coming down. And I tell you, the best thing I found to keep the chill off is, I don't know if you've seen them, the kidney belt. It's a belt that wraps around your waist, and it's got a pocket in the back that you put a hand warmer, and they lay right alongside the kidneys, and you talk about take the chill off.
That'll do it, huh?
That between that and the socks with the little pocket in it for the toe warmer, well, you keep my toes warm, and I'm good for the day.
Yeah, mine too. I used to have a lot of trouble with my feet. I mean, I had Guillain-Barré in 95 and went through it here with the listeners on the radio show. I actually did one show from the hospital room back then and have had a lot of trouble with my feet. But that's I still have some neuropathy, but that's kind of abated as far as the sensitivity to the cold and that type of thing.
Right.
So, I mean, even the last 5, 6, 10 years, it's not been horrible. But, you got to wear a pretty big boot, though, to put those toe warmer pack things in, don't you?
Yeah. I always get my boots about a half a size or so larger.
Yeah, that's a good idea because that'll trap the warm air in there, that's for sure, and allow the sweat to dissipate.
You can move your toes around while you're sitting there. Keep that blood flowing.
Yeah.
A little better shape. So,
yep.
We're going to give it a shot this morning. We did pretty good muzzleload season and the rifle season up here. So
at Millington, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, not far from there, but it's been quiet in the deer woods last few weeks. After the first day, man, they kind of went nocturnal on us. That's for sure.
Yes, it has. I was up in Western Maryland last week, and the buddies I hunt with the deer have really gotten scarce even up there around Deep Creek Lake.
Yep. And, I mean, there's plenty. You go out at night, there's plenty of them along the highways. But, during the day, it's tough, you know.
If you could only figure out where they go and hide during the day, you'd be able to make a million off of that.
We used to do that. When I was growing up in Pennsylvania, you know, there was always one day that you did a deer drive, you know.
Yeah.
And you just go into the thickest stuff, and the volunteers or the guys that already got one came out, and, you know, you had standers and drivers. And, it was usually pretty effective. And we used to drive the bedding areas, like the last day of the season, that type of thing for the guys that,
that's the best time, the end of the season when they're all sitting tight and going nocturnal, then you can do the...
Yeah, exactly. But you got to get enough people, you know.
Sometimes that's hard to find.
Yep, I know it. Well, I kid the guys up in Cecil County, I'll say to the landowner up there, I said, hey, look, you know where I'm going to be sitting, so, when you get home this afternoon, just start up by your house, walk around the outside of the marsh, come through that laurel, and, you know, see what... Of course, that's about a 3-mile walk for him, and he's not about to do it. He just looks at me sideways, you know.
So. Either that or ask him to turn the dogs loose for the day.
Right, something like that. So. Yep.
But, that little note on Deep Creek Lake, like I said, last weekend I was up. Now it is not frozen.
Not frozen yet. Yeah, it's been a little iffy. So thanks, Mel.
Okay, I'm almost to the woods here, so I want to give a shout out to Matt and Scott. They're probably getting ready to go in the woods right now. They're ahead up here.
All right, Matt and Scott. Send me pictures if you guys do something, okay?
Will do.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You got it. Bye-bye. There you go. Okay, we read this back in October 21st. A Wharton man was charged with illegally killing a 17-point white-tailed deer on the second day of archery season. Ronald Wayne Rowe, 27, was criminally charged with trespassing on posted property and wanton entry on cultivated land. Additionally, he was charged under natural resources law with hunting on private land without written permission. Rowe scheduled to appear in Kent County District Court. He did appear on the 3rd of January. Officers received a call September 12th from a Wharton resident about a suspected case of illegal hunting involving a large buck. The officer located two piles of bait on property adjacent to land owned by Rowe, where he had a tree stand. The officer also found a blood trail leading from the bait to the spot where the buck had been field dressed. Rowe told police that he shot the deer on his property, but that it died on his neighbor's property. However, witnesses called by Rowe after he killed the deer contradicted that account, saying they helped drag the carcass to his property and then to his vehicle. Officers seized a 17-point rack and the hide from the taxidermist. This deer scored 207. It would have been number two in the crossbow records in Maryland. So that hearing, or that trial, was on Monday, Tuesday, the 3rd, whatever day that was. What day was 3rd? The 3rd was Tuesday, yes. Maryland Hunting Coalition was there. The top three folks from the Natural Resources Police were there. The charging officer was there. The landowner was there. The taxidermist was there. And these two fellows that assisted him bringing the deer out were there. The surveyor was there. The farmer was there. These are all people that were, you know, there for the prosecution. The defense did not have his witnesses except on call. And so we heard testimony back and forth, back and forth. Examination, cross-examination, objection, overruled, sustained. That went on for 8 hours. It was obvious the case was not going to wrap up that day. We did not hear from the NRP officer that day, so that case has been continued onto February 21st. Mr. Rowe would face penalties under the Poaching Restitution Act. And for a deer of this size, over 150 Boone and Crockett. Oh, the Boone and Crockett score was there, too. He didn't testify. A Boone and Crockett score of 150 inches or more, which this deer blows away, more than exceeds. His penalty, if he is convicted on these poaching violations, the restitution will be in the amount of, set by the judge, between $5,000 and $10,000. And 80 hours of community service. So we'll see what happens. You can read about it on our Facebook page. We've got the link put there to Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook. Let's talk to Bill in Gettysburg. Morning, Bill. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Well, what's going on, buddy? Duck hunting today?
Yes, sir.
Got open water up there?
We'll find out when I get there. there was plenty yesterday in the evening, so.
All right.
Hopefully a lot froze up and I'll have plenty of ducks to shoot for it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that sounds like a winner. That's a good property up there, that's for sure. So.
Yeah.
So, well.
I think we can get our four black ducks and go from there.
Get them before it all freezes over, huh? That's good.
Well, you know, it never totally freezes over. There's always some spot in there that I can get to.
Got a little hole there you can set up on and wait for them to come in. That's always a good thing.
Yep.
So.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, what a change in the waterfowl season from last year.
Oh, it was pretty good this year so far from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yep. I went out Jacob and I went out with Upper Bay Gun Club last week. I think I talked about that last week, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Sure I did. And we had a good shoot. I mean, it was that rainy Thursday, and, I mean, the geese didn't want to cooperate, but due to some pretty good calling and a good decoy rig, we had them come in, you know. So it's all good.
Yeah, we killed five limits on that Thursday. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, for ducks and geese, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
Well, good. Well, good luck to you this morning.
Thanks, buddy. Stay in touch.
You too. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Frank in Trap, Maryland. How are you, Frank?
Good morning, Mr. Rao.
I'm well.
Good.
So how are you?
Couldn't be better.
Good.
I anticipate having my best day ever.
Today?
What happens, Al.
Good.
Hey, I'm headed for that little honey hole I've been telling
you. That's what you've been telling me, yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to pass on this little secret.
Okay. Secret.
Hunters. Order your Long John top, especially from one of these high quality companies like L.L. Bean, and get a tall man's Long John. And you can tuck that thing in below your nether region, and it'll never pull out of your Long Johns, you know, when you're bending over or something.
Yeah.
And a turtleneck. Those two things have been my secret to tolerate the cold all these years.
You know, I used to wear what they called back in the day a dickie. You know,
it was
an add-on thing. You know, it had a little square front and a little square back, and you pulled it over your head and you buttoned your shirt up over it. used to wear that hunting all the time, and that was fantastic. And I have no idea what ever happened to him. You know,
well, Alan, I'm going to suggest I used to have several each season, and it was easy to take them off in the woods, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I get your drift.
Lost them that way.
Mm-hmm. I get
anyway.
You. Well, you know, that's a good idea. Turtleneck is always good. Now, right now, everything I have zips up all the way across up to my neck, so I don't really have a feel of need for a turtleneck. As a matter of fact, if I walk in, I walk in with the zippers down so the sweat can escape, you know, if I've got a hot, warm walk. But, you know, I always zip them up, and I have a coat that zips up around my ears, so, you know, the turtleneck thing is gone. But the extra large, well, extra large is what I wear, but, yeah, I do wear the tall man's sizes just because it covers your back a little better. But I have to look
Absolutely.
I have to look into that kidney belt thing.
Yeah, that sounded good.
Yeah.
That'll work, absolutely.
Yep, and for those hand warmers, if you want to put them properly, some people just throw them in their pocket, you know, and stick their hand in there, and it doesn't work. Take them and put them under your cuff on your wrist where the big veins flow into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It warms the blood into your hands, and it keeps your hands much warmer.
Yeah, I've heard of that trick.
Yep, and you've heard it here a couple times. And the other thing is, if you're going to wear gloves, I have found that you can buy expensive gloves, and your fingers don't work. Believe it or not, for me personally, an inexpensive glove just made out of polar fleece keeps me warmer than all the windproof stuff and everything else. I don't know why. They're lighter, but they're warmer, and they give me more flexibility. You know, I buy a lot of gloves and a lot of face masks. For some reason, I'm addicted to those two things, but I haven't found the perfect one yet. So
I got the mittens where the fingers hold.
Yeah, the mittens are fine. Mittens are fine.
The magnets on the back to hold it back.
Yep, they're good too. All work.
Well, Al, I'm parking the car as we speak.
All right, well, go get one, Frank.
Hopefully another one more tally.
One more. Take care, brother.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Frank. Okay, how about these guys? How about these guys? Dear poaching and drug possession cases highlight recent enforcement actions taken by the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Two Frederick County men were charged with killing three deer on the campus of Montgomery College on New Year's Eve. Security guard on rounds saw two men drive through the Germantown campus in a pickup truck, stop and shoot at a herd of deer. They get out of the truck. They dragged a deer carcass off the steps of a building and loaded it into the truck bed. These two are sports, let me tell you that. The guard asked co-workers to call 911. Montgomery County Police stopped the truck, found three dead deer, and contacted Natural Resources Police. Jaron Randall Hall, 30, and James Andrew Fernandez, 25, volunteered that they stopped at the college and killed the deer before going to work. Each man was charged with hunting on private land without written permission, hunting within a safety zone, and hunting deer at night. Hall was additionally charged with shooting from a road and having a loaded crossbow in the vehicle. The men were issued written warnings for failing to tag and report their kills. Officer confiscated Hall's crossbow and case, crossbow bolts, handheld spotlight, and a headlamp. The deer were too damaged to be donated to a food bank and were disposed of. Court date has not been set. Two men were firefighters, just so you know, according to the Frederick News Post. A West Virginia man was charged Monday with multiple hunting violations after an officer found discrepancies in his deer harvesting record. Larry Edgar Cook, 54, Falling Waters, told police he had taken three antlerless deer this year on public land in Washington County. Two of the deer were harvested during rifle season, which was closed to antlerless deer, and the third was taken during muzzleloader season, which was closed to antlerless deer as well. The officer reviewing Cook's license found that he had failed to complete a big game harvest record by writing down the confirmations for each of the antlerless deer he harvested this season. Cook was issued four citations, two counts of hunting deer during a closed season, one count of exceeding the seasonal regional bag limits, one count of failing to record a deer in his harvest record, and 15 warnings for other harvest record and game violations. He's due in Washington County District Court April 4th. Deer poaching topped the docket. This is January 6th NRP News release of cases handled this week. Acting on tips, officers charged a Pennsylvania man Thursday, a week ago, with 10 counts of deer poaching in Frederick County. The assistance of the Pennsylvania Game Commission, it was determined that Zachary Lee Stoltz, 19, of Blue Ridge Summit, shot a six-point buck in September in Thurmont. Investigation further uncovered that Stoltz killed an eight-point buck October along Kelbaugh Road using his vehicle's headlights to illuminate the deer. Stoltz also killed a nine-point buck at night in early November along Hessong Bridge Road. During an interview with officers, Stoltz turned over the three sets of antlers. Stoltz was charged with hunting without a Maryland license, hunting without a bow stamp, two counts of casting rays, two counts of shooting from a vehicle, two counts of having a loaded crossbow in a vehicle, two counts of hunting at night. He also received seven written warnings. He's scheduled to appear in Frederick District Court February 27th. Found guilty of all charges, Stoltz could have his hunting license revoked for 2 to 5 years, be fined $9,500, if not more. Well, well, well. We have a little thing to say to these guys.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
We didn't mean to shine our light on that deer and run into it with the broadhead from our crossbow. It just went off accidentally. Three times.
Straightening the curves. Lightening the hills.
See, this is how poachers are regarded, generally, in the hunting community. These good old boys.
Making their way.
Well, the NRP feels differently, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition feels differently.
Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
When you're fined, you need to pay the penalty. You need to pay the restitution for those animals that you stole from our landscape here in Maryland. Pennsylvania, Virginia, firefighters shooting deer on a college campus at night. Whew. Punishment needs to be meted out severely. Do you agree or disagree on poaching? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Whether it's the Roe case or the 207-inch 17-point buck, or whether it's the Pennsylvania guy that killed the three bucks, a couple of them at night, whether it's the firefighters from Frederick County that used a crossbow to kill deer on the campus of Montgomery College. You know, I'm annoyed by all this. I really am annoyed. Are you? You care? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the world's largest consumer outdoor show, nine-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet. With 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoor. Great American Outdoor Show is February 4th through the 12th. On February 11th is the NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show, featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson. For more details, for tickets, go to GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. You'll get all the information you need.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Snow showers will move through from this morning into the afternoon hours with around 1 to 3 inches of accumulation possible. And it will be a windy and cold day with a high only around 27 as winds gust out of the north to northwest at times. A clearing trend tonight with a low near 15 and wind chills close to zero. And temperatures stay below freezing on Sunday tomorrow. Sunny and cold with a high of 25. Monday some more sunshine with a high eventually reaching the low 30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did,
the Linex Bedliner, and Truck Gear Accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing. On the web at Hafer'sGuns.com. Or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Let's load Grandpa's old Pierrot in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds, where a clear head and a steady hand is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cut and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
Whistling Wings. That's fun to hear, too. Yes, indeed. The Whistling Wings that you hear on the Eastern Shore are usually Goldeneye. Not very many of them, but they call them Whistlers. Plenty of them in Maine, and that's what they call them, Whistlers, because of the sound their wings make. Me, you just bring something in range. I'll do my best. Did take one Drake Goldeneye on my very first diver hunt. My buddy had stashed a boat in the reeds, ducks went over, and I shot one, and a well, get out, stay out, stay safe. Connected.